Yo. Yo, imagine. Yo, imagine if I just started the show off like that. Yo. What's up, y'all? What's good? What it do? Welcome everyone back yet to another episode of Just Jobbing here with your host Tarek. Episode 99, baby. Yo, we's home stretch, motherfucker. Yo, deadass, son, I'm telling you. Bro, I didn't want to fucking, like, all right, check this out. So, I have, like, some conversations that I, you know, haven't gotten to post yet. But I'm looking and seeing how long these shits are. I'm like, son, they're, like, fucking 40 minutes. I don't feel like fucking editing, though. Damn, it's Monday morning. I got to Monday, y'all, and I'm like, oh, shit. I didn't fucking record. I didn't do anything for the podcast. I totally forgot. Like, I'm already in vacation mode, son. Yo, but no. I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna fucking do a rant and shit. Trying to figure out what it is that I'm gonna talk about. And I think I know what I'm gonna talk about today. We're gonna talk a little bit about evil, baby. Yeah, not an evil baby, but we're gonna talk about evil, baby. You know what I'm saying? But before we get into that, yo, remember to like the podcast on Spotify, Apple, all major and probably minor podcasting streaming services and all that. Follow the Facebook page at Facebook. Let's try that again. At Just Jobbin. And the Instagram at @just_jobbin with two N's. I didn't think it said at Facebook. And the fucking Twitter at @JIVINN_podcast. You already know what to do. You know, it's like, I won't post on this shit, but maybe I will. Who fucking knows? That's the thing, y'all. Like, don't expect, like, never expect daily or weekly shit from a motherfucker. Like, I might go a few weeks where it's like, all right, bam, I'm posting. And then I get to, like, week four, whatever, it's like, yeah, I ain't posting nothing. And it's like, week two is like, yeah, I still ain't got nothing to post. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to post shit that means something to me, if that makes sense. Like, I understand for the algorithm that I got to do more, blah, blah, blah. But truth be told, in all honesty, it's like, nah. I really don't. Because, yo, I cannot tell y'all how much I detest using social media. If it was just a tool for keeping in touch with motherfuckers and networking and shit, bet. But it's not, and we know it's not. You know, we could use that to kind of segue into it, because I don't think that Facebook is, well, maybe Facebook might be evil. I don't know. Here's the thing. Here's why I say that. If you know that you have the ability to influence people on a mass scale, I do believe that you should take into more consideration how to go about this app moving forward, because it isn't what it once was, which was really just, you know, for old people keeping in contact and shit. But nowadays, it's way more than that. But that's not necessarily the app's fault. The app itself, you know, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, the app in and of itself, not evil. I will not say that, because it's just doing, what it's designed to do. The shit that's evil is the motherfuckers who's in charge of it and understands what is going on with it and how it's, let's say, fucking with people, and yet don't really do much to... Because you know what? In all honesty, straight up, if motherfuckers gave a shit, they'd have a timer on the app for everyone. Be like, yo, you was on Facebook for 2 hours straight, and then it just logs you out. Like, you can't use it for like 5 hours. Go do something else. If motherfuckers really gave a shit about people, not you, you know what I'm getting at. Y'all motherfuckers know what I'm getting at. Cause you know, the scrolling shit. You feel me? But hold up. Let me open this beer right quick. I ain't gonna front, y'all. I literally just had one. I got home, realized that I didn't fucking record shit. I'm like I'm drinking the beer and I'm like, shit, I didn't fucking record, so I slammed that motherfucker because I already opened it. Because, you know, I got to start with a fresh one for the show.
No, you don't.
And I got with me today. It's called Pyxis. 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 It's by Ecliptic Brewing, which is kind of like a space theme. I wonder if that's a star or not. You know what? Hold up a second. Let's look it up. Pixis. Pixis is the shape of a vessel from the classical world, usually a cylindrical box with a separate lid. Okay. I have no idea what that has to do with stars and shit, so maybe I was wrong. Now I'm actually really curious as to why they picked that name. Ahem, past Tarek. Well, I'm not sure why you didn't just type in space after that, because I literally did just that after hearing this. And apparently, Pixis is the name of a constellation, which absolutely has to do with space. Shortened from Pixis Nautica. It is Latin for Mariner's Compass. So, yeah, it's the name of a constellation, y'all. Fuck what Past Harris said. He don't know what the fuck he's talking about. But I digress. Hey, well, since we're on the computer, since we're looking shit up, we might as well start with getting the formal definition of evil. Profoundly immoral or wicked. Profoundly immoral or wicked. Interesting, because I'm definitely not the most moral person. I wouldn't call myself evil, though. Hold up. What's wicked, then? We got to look that up now. Wicked. Wicked. Evil, duh. Or morally wrong. Or morally wrong. So then I guess that means that we need to have a definition of right and wrong, which we kind of do. Yeah, which we kind of do. Don't kill a motherfucker. Don't hurt a motherfucker. Don't take their shit. Yeah. Don't fuck with their ability to enjoy the awesome. Yeah, anything like that is kind of morally wrong. Anything against that, I would say, is morally wrong. You know, generally speaking. Because obviously we can get into the nook and cranny of what it means to be morally right, blah, blah, blah. Everything's gray, la, la, la. We already know that. But in order for humanity and society to function, we need a base set of definition to work around. You feel me? Evil or morally wrong? A wicked or unscrupulous person. Ooh, unscrupulous. Unscrupulous. Ooh, that's a... Ooh. You know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to look it up. Unscrupulous. Having or showing no moral principles. Not honest or fair. Interesting. So I guess to be unscrupulous isn't necessarily to be evil, but if you are evil, you're more than likely unscrupulous. That makes sense. Okay, so what about evil, Tarek? Well, here's the thing. Number one, you can't get rid of it. You just can't. And oh boy, does that suck. Like, it would just be great to live in a world where everyone didn't fuck around with other people. You know, where no one was, I want to say not everyone. Like, let's say where no one is evil. That would be a great society to live in. Where no one fucks with your shit. You don't have to worry about someone fucking with your shit. Anything like that. That would be awesome. But it's never going to happen. We all know it's never going to happen. Why is that? Because, you know, evil isn't one of those things where you just start doing evil shit. I mean, well, unless you're a sociopath. But even then, you kind of still have to go through the whole, well, this is right, or this is what people tell me is right, but this is what I want to do. So fuck that kind of philosophy thinking in your brain and then just go about your own way and shit. So it's still like a process, you know what I'm saying? Like, no one just starts off killing motherfuckers. Unless you do. I don't know. I really don't know how serial killers work. Like, do they just start off by killing people, or is it always like a cat or a dog or some shit? But the thing is, again, you can't get rid of it. The only thing we can do, really, is deal with it and try to mitigate it as much as possible. But here's the thing. Anything can lead to someone being evil. There's no person that I would say is against doing some evil shit. But then again, also, is it evil to do like one act that is unscrupulous or Wicked. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you generally like to help people and do the best for other people and all that shit, but this one situation, you decided to not do that, and let's say it brought indirect harm to someone else, not something that you intended, is that necessarily evil? I don't believe so, because you generally don't do that. And if you feel bad about it, then. But also, you see, this is the thing. You can question evil all day. Like, does an evil person feel guilty about the shit that they're doing and just continue to fucking do it? Because that doesn't make them better in my eyes, honestly. Like, if you do something fucked up, like, let's say, just for devil's advocate purposes, let's say every night, obviously this is false, but let's say every fucking night Hitler went to bed and, like, wept for all of the Jews and people that he was killing and shit. He felt bad for them, but he really truly believed that the Aryan world or whatever world that he was trying to build or whatever the fuck was the best kind of world that there could possibly be for the planet. He truly believed that, but he felt so bad killing all these fucking people. Doesn't make it any better. Doesn't make you less evil, though. I don't know. Because is evil measured by your acts that you commit upon others or the actions that you go about your own life doing? Well, I mean, technically, you can't really be evil if you're not interacting with other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, morality only comes into play when it affects other people. You dig? Well, you see, here's the thing, y'all. I don't really have an idea as to what creates evil and all of that. I just kind of, I know that it's an element in the world with people. Because there's always going to be fucked up people. There's always going to be some kind of fucked up shit. And that's why we have laws and shit in place. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we didn't have laws, there'd be a hell of a lot more serial killers, I'll tell you that. Because I'm sure there's a lot of motherfuckers that want to kill people that don't because they don't want to go to jail. I'll be honest. Okay, I don't want to say that I'm one of them. But you know, you kind of already outed yourself a little bit, Tarek. I'm not trying to say I would go on a murder spree. I would not go on a murder spree. However, it's definitely like this old guy. Like, there was this old motherfucker who was, so I was in the left lane, right? It's a 3-lane highway. I'm passing motherfuckers. I'm passing everyone. And I guess to the motherfucker behind me, I still wasn't going fast enough, even though I was doing like, what, 90? So I'm over here just like chilling, just doing my own fucking speed and shit. This motherfucker goes around me. When he finally gets an opportunity, goes to the right of me and then fucking flips me off, decides to flip me off. And I'm like, you know, you lucky I didn't bring Sade with me. That's my gun, Sade. You lucky I didn't bring her with me, because I swear to God, I would have just fucking popped her and right at you, son. Dead ass. Or at the very least, ram my fucking car into yours. Actually, no. Esmeralda's my car. She did nothing to get damaged like that. So yeah, I would have just popped one off at that motherfucker. Now, that doesn't necessarily make him evil for that. It just makes him an old asshole who, honestly, I hope he gets a fucking heart attack and dies. Okay, you see, that is that evil? Is that evil right there? Right there, what I just did. Is that evil to wish death and suffering on others? Is that evil? Because that's not necessarily fair. Just because he fucking flipped you off doesn't necessarily mean that he deserves to die, Tarek. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe the motherfucker was just having a bad morning. It's like, yeah, well, if you start, it was pretty fucking early. If you start off your day like that, son, you ain't gonna get it better. Your day ain't gonna get better. Like, over here fucking just speeding past motherfuckers. It's like, yo, calm the fuck down, my nigga. For real. But I digress, y'all. Oh, what was my other point about evil? Oh, how to combat it, I think. This is how I think we need to combat evil. It is with the same gumption and willingness to do what we need to get shit done. Now, here's the thing about that. That's a very slippery slope, Tarek, because morals require boundaries. Evil does not as much, which is why evil people are allowed to get away with a lot more shit, because they don't care about the rules. staying over there being like, damn, all right, I probably shouldn't do that that way because it's probably going to fuck up a lot of people's shit. Let me try to do the next worst thing I could think of. No one really thinks about that if you're really evil like that. And also, we're not talking on some like, we're not talking like cartoon, supervillain, anime, evil type shit. We ain't talking that. We talking legit. I don't give a fuck about what I do and how it affects you, even if you might die. Even if it might fuck with your life indefinitely. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck because I'm chilling. That's pretty fucking evil to me. And then when you get that kind of mindset and you get more power, which, you know, if you get more... Listen, I'll be honest. If I was a politician, I would be honest as fuck because I would tell y'all, I'd be like, listen, y'all better not trust me and y'all better not give me too much power because I will certainly find any kind of way I can use to abuse that shit. Or not even abuse it, to use it to my advantage. I don't like abusing shit because, you know, I don't like abusing anything because it takes advantage of the system or whatever the fuck that you're using. But I will absolutely take advantage in little ways here and there. Like, oh shit, I could pocket a couple extra $100. It don't need to be like 50,000. It's like, yeah, nigga, I'll take... Like, that's extra 300. Like, bro, that's mad beer right there. Go, yeah, give me that. Give me that. Yeah, I'll take that extra 300. You know what I'm saying? Like, little shit. I'll probably do little shit like that. But y'all know that I would. That's the thing. It's like, would y'all hire? Would you hire? Yo, we should think of it like that. Yo, we should think of it like that. And you ain't getting elected, motherfucker. You getting hired, B. You on the clock, nigga. Yeah, you know what? Fuck that election shit. I mean, yeah, sure, you know, we can all elect to hire the motherfucker, but I think that we need to start looking at it because of how we look at money in America. We need to start looking at these politicians as on the clock, B. And it's like, nah, you getting into overtime, son. How many fucking years you did? Nah, get out. Get out. You running, you burning the clock. Thank you for your service and all that shit, but peace the fuck out. Nah, we need to let these other motherfuckers get on the clock. You know what I'm saying? Or like, yo, what you doing? Yeah, but my money, quote unquote, in the sense of my trust. You feel me? My trust in you to do the shit that you said that you was gonna do. Like, where is that? Where is that? I've been paying you this whole fucking time, and you ain't been doing work. Yeah. We need to start looking at it. Yeah. What was I saying? Why did I bring that up, politicians? Oh yeah. Would y'all hire a politician if they told you, listen, I may lie about some shit, I might not, but one thing I can fucking guarantee you is that I'll get the job done and that I have only the best interest of you and the company in mind? Or would you rather the whole usual shtick of lying and, you know, putting on airs and all that shit to appeal to the public, and then when you get in office, it's like, oh shit, what? They doing all this stuff, that's crazy. They didn't say they was gonna do that. They that type of person? Nah, I think I'd rather know a motherfucker did some shit so that I can keep an eye on that motherfucker if I feel like I need to. Or I can trust that motherfucker more because I know that they're honest. I like honesty, son, to the point where it might get uncomfortable for other people and it will hurt feelings. For real, I am a fan of that type of honesty because at the end of the day, the only reason why we don't say that shit is because we believe that that's how society should work. But we're kind of in this weird age with this like fake transparency shit in conjunction with the whole social media thing. It's like people want to appear to be real and you're not, and you ain't being real. So how the fuck can I know that I trust you? Oh, I'm sorry. How the fuck do I know that I can trust you if the validation is coming from people watching your shit and liking your shit? You know what I'm saying? That's why it's really hard for me to believe any of these like videos and shit that I see online. It's like, is that really real? Did that really happen? Was that scripted? It sounded like it was scripted. It looked like it was scripted. Yeah, all right, let's not do it. Yeah, nah, it's scripted. But again, folks, here's the question I ask y'all. Have you ever seen someone who was corrupt, evil, or fucked up in some kind of way and didn't have confidence? Because the only timid motherfuckers are the motherfuckers that want to abide by the rules. Listen, I'm not saying to break the rules, break laws, any of that type of shit, but you gotta look at your own code and realize where you need to expand and, in a sense, go astray from what it is that you believe. Because we all can benefit from breaking down, analyzing, and rebuilding our belief systems. And the reason why, even like I said earlier, the reason why motherfuckers get away with fucked up shit is because they have the confidence to fucking do so. Again, back to Hitler. You really think that this motherfucker would have had the ability to get what he wanted done without confidence if he was timid? And maybe we should kill the Jews, guys. And you're like, no, this motherfucker said it. Like, I've watched his speeches. I didn't know what the fuck he was saying, but I do know that I felt something. I'm like, damn, this motherfucker can speak, son. So you telling me that he was able to get away with all of that because of lack of confidence? No. And this is what all y'all pussy motherfuckers who are morally righteous and shit like that. It's like, listen, if you're going to be that bet, then be confident in it and be confident in your game and be more proactive. Because the thing about evil motherfuckers is one thing that they're not is they ain't lazy. They get their hands fucking dirty. They will get their hands dirty. They'll talk with whoever they need to. They'll do some shit that they'll need to, that is just meh. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll get the fucking job done. Y'all some lazy motherfuckers. Anyone who wants to see the progression of society but doesn't want to, like, kill people and shit like that and wants to do it the quote-unquote right way, y'all being pussy about it, and the evil motherfuckers is winning because all y'all doing is hoping that someone else will hear your plea and do it for you. No, we got to take a page from these evil people's books. I'm only going to say evil because that's the topic of the show. But in all honesty, it's like, you know, even the devil makes sense when you fucking listen to what was going on. It's like, yo, why do I need to serve you? If you made me, gave me free will, why do I have to serve you? Like, nah, nigga, I ain't going to serve you. Like, get the fuck out of here. I don't like you, son. Peace. And then other motherfuckers saw, like, yo, you saw Lucifer, bro? Yo, that motherfucker said, fuck you to God. Yo, that's crazy. Yo, nigga, I was thinking the same shit. Fuck that motherfucker. I hate him. Yo, you know what? Fuck it. We going to Lucifer. And then just fucking spread. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just bring more of the truth out, honestly. But regardless, all of that shit took confidence. All of those deeds took confidence and proactiveness on the perpetrator's behalf. You feel me? Like, if Satan was like, I'm not even gonna say Satan because that's rude. His name is Lucifer. If Lucifer was like, oh, we shouldn't serve God, I hope someone else, you know, has the courage to start a revolution. It's like, bro, come on. Nothing would have gotten done. Come on, stop it. And that's what, listen, if we want better, like better for America, better for the world, whoever, then we need to actively do more. Get off your Facebook. Stop with the fucking petitions and shit. Bro, the only thing that these fucking people listen to is money and votes. That's it. And it's mostly money. It's like, I'm going to say like 80% money and 20% votes because we have a quasi-democratic type government and shit. But unless we do some shit out of those two that actively fucks with their well-being and their life and shit and their livelihood, nothing's gonna happen. Get off the fucking Facebook and the social media, goddammit. That ain't how you make change. And also, stop listening to the goddamn algorithm every fucking week about what to be aggravated at and what to be angry and blah, blah, blah and all this shit. Son, it's so frustrating. It's something new every week. It is something new all the time. And that's because y'all motherfuckers do not have the... You don't... I really do believe that a lot of people don't have the gumption to stand on their own philosophies only. Only. I'm talking what they learn, what they know, what they hold dear from their life and experiences and all that shit. Nah, because a lot of shit gets regurgitated by a lot of motherfuckers. And I'm looking at a lot of y'all. And if you think I'm looking at you, then I'm looking at you, motherfucker. I'm tired of this shit. Anyway, we need the confidence to do right and to get shit done. Now, maybe in certain cases, we might have to, we might have to bend the rules because there is nothing that is sparkly clean, purely clean. You feel me? But we should be transparent about it. That doesn't mean we need to hide the fact that we did some fucked up shit. We need to be transparent about it. It's like, yeah, I killed that motherfucker to get that shit done. But that was an evil motherfucker. I'm not saying I killed anyone. I'm using an extreme example. Don't kill anyone, y'all. Don't murder. Unless it's warranted. You see, no, don't do that. No, don't do that, Tyreek. Don't do that. Because you know that there's going to be a motherfucker out there that's like, wait a minute, but it was warranted. Because Tyreek says so. No. You're going to misuse and misquote me and all that shit. Don't kill a motherfucker. Don't kill anyone. Ending thoughts, son. All right. Number one, can't get rid of evil. We discussed that. Word. Number two, we need to get better at realizing the evil that we are capable of as individuals and as a collective. Word. Number three, we need confidence. God damn it. We need the gumption and the wherewithal, the competence, all of that shit to actually do something to combat what we don't want to happen in this world instead of waiting for other motherfuckers to do this shit. If we want to expedite it because they are technically the leaders that we put in charge, blah, blah, blah. If we want to expedite it, bet money and votes, son. That's the only two way to get any shit popping. For real. And then really the third would be death. There's really only three ways to motivate these motherfuckers. Money, votes, or death. Word. Not saying kill people, though. I'm not saying kill anyone. All right? Cool. Y'all better not fucking edit this in the future and take out some of my words and be like, oh, well, he said, I'm saying kill people. No. Don't kill anyone. Kill no one. All right? Bet. Cool. Well, this was fun. This was very fun. I enjoyed today. Thank you all out there for listening. I appreciate your time, your presence, and your existence. Remember that texting is just a basic bitch way of communication. Show that beautiful personality in person, baby. Or at the very least, a phone call or a Zoom call. You know how easy those are to do nowadays. Remember to enjoy the game that is life. Stay striving. Keep it jiving. And we'll catch y'all beautiful motherfuckers here next week for another episode. And until then. Deuces. Eres la oficial, baby, no la remix, yeah. Todas tus amigas, ese y mis Mikel. Tú necesitamos algún día ese feeling, yeah. Ay, sonríe tú, pero el feliz soy yo. Este es porque me bautices. Entre la luna y el sol, pegado siento calor, yeah, yeah. Como una historia pa' que me deslice. Y el deslizado soy yo, como haciendo el amor, yeah, yeah. Es que estoy puesto pa' ti, en la cama va a fluir. Lo que yo siento por ti, lo que tú sientes por mi bebé. Es que estoy puesto pa' ti,